We are set for the opening kickoff between the Fertile Belle Trammy Falcons and the Leroy Ostrander Lyle Pacelli Cardinals. We'll see the Fertile Belle Trammy offense first, as Leroy Ostrander won the toss and they have elected to defer to the second half. Dawson Peterson alongside James Cardarelli as we bring you today's game coverage from the Laura Tweeten Thrivent Financial Broadcast booth. Visit with Laura Tweeten in Ada or Euland, 218-784-2424. James, we're going to see the Fertile Belle Trammy offense first. What do you want to see from the Falcons to get off to a quick start?
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head right there. Get off to a quick start against another high-powered offense in the Cardinals. I'd like to see him score on this first drive, Dawson.
Ryder Stern will kick off for Leroy Ostrander. Back deep to return for Fertile Belle Trammy. Isaiah Wright and Jonah Harstead back on the 11-yard line. Ryder Stern set to go. Falcons, Cardinals, and we are underway. The state semifinal is in the air. Opening kickoff fielded by Harstead at the 20. Angles to the middle of the field for a moment. Moved back out to the right. Slid back toward the middle in between the hash marks. First down and 10 from the 30-yard line for Fertile Belle Trammy. Led by Easton Petrie in the starting offense. Easton Petrie, the quarterback for Fertile Belle Trammy. And the dynamic three-headed rushing attack between Isaiah Wright, Briar Strem, and Jonah Harstead. First down and 10 from their own 30 for the Fertile Belle Trammy Falcons to start drive number one of this afternoon. They'll go a receiver wide to the right as Briar Strem. Split backs in the backfield. Petrie under center, turns, handoff, Harstead to the 30, 35, outside the numbers to the 40, and he rumbles his way as he slices his way through the Cardinal defense for 11 yards.
And right away you see the power rushing from Harstead, breaking a tackle from the linebacker, getting to the third level of the defense and picking up a first down.
Really nice start by the Fertile Belle Trammy Falcons on offense. Jonah Harstead takes the inside handoff right away against a Leroy Ostrander, Lyle Pacelli defense that allows just 17 points per game. First down and 10 from their own 42. Petrie is under center as the Falcons march to the north end. First handoff of the game goes to Isaiah Wright, bouncing around in between the hash marks, angling back outside, crosses the 45 to the 46. It's a gain of four and second down.
Really good job by the Cardinals linebackers stepping up and filling the gap there to get their arms around Isaiah Wright.
Football will be spotted on the 44-yard line, 46 rather, of Fertile Belle Trammy. Up to the line of scrimmage is Petrie under center. Lone back, toss to the right. That's right to the 45. 50 looking for a little space, and he gets tripped up just shy of the 50 to the 49. That's a gain of 3 yards, and it's third down and short, about three to go.
And right away you can tell all of their focus on Isaiah right there in that single backfield and just really good pursuit of the football. And a third and manageable coming up here for the Falcons offense.
Third down and three. Football is on, approaching rather the midfield stripe for Fertile Belle Trammy. Petrie in the gun, right stands on his left. Little quick toss off to Briar Strem. Left side, 50. He's got the first down far side to the 45-yard line. And that's a nice gain for Fertile Belle Trammy. The chains will move on the far side of the field for a first down.
Strem did a really good job getting the edge, but setting that edge with a terrific block on the outside was Isaiah Wright.
It was a little touch pass to Briar Strem. Moves in motion. Petrie just touches it to him. It's a gain of seven. First down and 10 for Fertile Belle Trammy. First down of the game. The football is on the Leroy Ostrander, Lyle Pacelli side of the field on the 42. Petrie goes back to pass. Under pressure. Lofts it up into the air. Now it's intercepted. Intercepted. Petrie was under pressure, and he just threw it up for grabs. He was hit as he threw. Intercepted at the 34 by Reed Hungerholt. And Lyle Pacelli, rather, Leroy Ostrander, Lyle Pacelli will take over.
Yeah, and that was Dylan Christensen bringing the pressure off the edge there. Easton Petrie had to get rid of that football sooner than he wanted. And that ball floated in the sky for quite a long time, Dawson. That was an easy interception.
10:13 to go, first quarter. First turnover of the game, an interception from Easton Petrie. That's just his second interception of the year. Here comes Camden Hungerholt, Mr. Football finalist, comes out in the shotgun. Two receivers out to the right, one to the left. Sweeney is alone on the left. Hungerholt will whip a pass to the left side. Caught by Sweeney on a little quick hitter, shy of the 40 at the 39. Gain of 5 yards, and it's second down.
Carter Sweeney is a big target for Hungerholt. 6'2", 185. He's his favorite receiver and right there on the first play of the game going to him.
Over 800 yards receiving for Carter Sweeney. Camden Hungerholt has north of 2,600 yards, rather 2,100 yards passing on the year. Second down and six on their own 38. Two receivers left, one to the right. Stevens in the backfield protecting Hungerholt. Power right up the middle. Camden Hungerholt trying to shake and bake, make a move on somebody, but he runs into the outstretched arms of Jack Leiser right in between the hash marks. No gain.
Yeah, Caleb Sather, the linebacker for the Falcons, doing a really good job filling that gap as well and containing Hungerholt there for a very short pickup.
First third down of the game now for Leroy Ostrander, Lyle Pacelli. An offense that averages 47 points per game, does most of their scoring in the first quarter. 200 points in the first quarter this season. Sweeney wide to the right. Hungerholt is slot left, joined by a receiver in Landon Meyer. Hungerholt is in the gun, takes the waist-high snap, rolls out to the right side, fires it to the boundary, caught at the 49. Sweeney makes the catch. That's a gain of 10 yards and a first down.
Yeah, designed rollout there for Hungerholt, and he put it right on the numbers on the run there, rolling out to his right. Really good throw there by Hungerholt.
First down and 10, first down of the game for the Cardinals. It'll be first down and 10 from their own 49. Hungerholt back in the gun. Stevens is behind him. Two receivers right, one to the left. Hungerholt on a read option gives it to Stevens right up the middle. In between the hash marks, runs into Caleb Stoltman, who stops him at the 47. That's a gain of just 2 yards for second down.
Right now the Falcon defense on the inside doing a really good job filling their gaps. It's the passes to the outside that's hurt them so far on this first drive.
It'll officially rather be a gain of 4 yards for Stevens. Second down and six now for the Cardinals. Two receivers left, one to the right. Hungerholt in the gun, Stevens in the backfield. Left foot in front of his right, designed rollout to the right. Rather quarterback power. He's going to be wrestled down as he tries to get to the 40-yard line. He's going to be close to the line to gain, but there's a penalty marker in the backfield.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a hold, and it's going to push the Cardinals back. We'll await the signal. Coming from behind the line, though, 9 times out of 10, that is a holding penalty.
See if we can get the official call from our head official.
We have 2 balls on the play, one by all teams.
We have both penalties on both teams.
Personal foul, defense. Those penalties offset.
Offsetting penalties, so we'll redo the second down. Second down and six for the Cardinals as they have it on the 47. And that's on their own side of the field. Check that on the Fertile Belt Trammy side of the field. It was a personal foul against Fertile Belt Trammy, blocking the back against the Cardinals. Second down and six for the Cardinals after they intercepted Easton Petrie on the first drive of the game. Cam Hungerholt in the gun, two receivers left, one to the right. Second down and six on the Fertile Belt Trammy 47. Hungerholt back to pass, looks left, nothing there. Now rolls out to his right, evades a tackler on the far sideline, and nicely done by Fertile Belt Trammy as Hungerholt gets outside the numbers, and then he gets pushed out of bounds, but a flag flies high into the air on the tackle attempt, and we'll see another penalty here, I guess.
Yeah, it came after the play, Dawson. I don't know if there was a little extra push over there on the sideline. We'll see what the call is.
And the Cardinals offense drifting backwards, it looks like. Standing back on their own 35. And another penalty coming up.
Illegal kicking.
Oh, okay. So Hungerholt fumbled it, and then he kicked it out of bounds.
Interesting.
It's a 10-yard penalty.
I don't think I've seen an illegal kicking call
all
year.
I haven't seen that either. He fumbled it, and then he just kicked it out of bounds into the Fertile Belt Trammy bench. That's a 10-yard penalty and a loss of down. That's big for the Fertile Belt Trammy defense. We'll make it third down and 16.
Yeah, now if you're the Falcon defense, you just have to play your assignments here. You can't let anybody behind you. Obviously, with a playmaker like Hungerholt, they have big play capability. There's a timeout on the field, Dawson.
This will be our first big play of the game. We'll take a 30-second timeout brought to you by Freedom Fuel and Shine and Ada. We're back in 30 seconds. It's a 33-30 game on the Lakes Community Co-op scoreboard. Leroy Ostrander, Lyle Pacelli leading the Fertile Belt Trammy Falcons with 4 minutes and 30 seconds to go in the third. back and forth. We asked both coaches in the pregame show, I'm sure you don't want this to be a shootout. James, what do we have?
We have a shootout.
It's 33-30 in the third. Harstad and Ron back deep to return for Fertile Bell Trammy. Stern, who's booted it into the end zone before, looks like he is not going to as Ron fields it at the 5. Up to the 10, needing a big return from the speedster, Briley Ron. Out across the 15 on the far side. Up to the 17, so Fertile Bell Trammy has a ways to go. They'll get it first down and 10 from their own 17.
Yeah, and with Isaiah Wright not back there fielding the kickoffs, they've been booting it downfield. That time, really good kickoff coverage. And pinning them inside the 20. Right down by that 17-yard line. So they'll have to go a long ways here to try to retake this lead.
First down and 10 on the 17. Strem wide to the right. Petrie under center, right the deep back. Petrie takes the snap, hand off to the left. Isaiah right up to the 20. Weasels his way out across to the 24 and just sort of jump cutting inside all of that, I guess, just a crowd.
Yeah.
And he ends up picking up 7 yards. It's second and 3.
Really good vision, good blocking up front. And when you have a running back like Isaiah Wright who can fit through those tight windows there, that's a great first down carry.
It's second down and 3 ahead of the game, less than 4 to go in the third. On their own 23, handoff up the middle to Harstad, out to the 25, to the 26, maybe the 27, hard running. Faked me out up here. I was going to go to Isaiah Wright. Had a quick moment of panic as I wasn't sure where the football was, but they get the first down after the 4-yard run by Jonah Harstad, just his 7th carry of the game.
Yeah, and Jonah Harstad is one of those players that can break a big run. Only 7 carries thus far. He might try to catch the Cardinals out of position with Harstad coming up.
First down and 10 on their own 28. Petrie, play action, loads up, middle of the field. Gullickson, 45-40, 35-30, 10. Russell down at the 7-yard line, and Drew Gullickson comes up with a big play there. Drew Gullickson on the season. I don't even have him for any catches.
They call his number on that play. Easton Petrie delivers a perfect pass downfield. They just ran Gullickson up the seam. Petrie calm in the pocket, delivered a strike downfield. What a big pickup there for the Falcons. And he put the ball on the turf, as we're seeing
but
there.
But it bounced able, right back able, to him.
That's happened lucky. About 3 or 4 times for Fertile Bell Trammy in this game.
First down and goal from the 8, right up the middle. He's tripped up at the 7-yard line, falls to the 6. Gain of 2 for second down and goal, trailing by 3 with 2:50 to go in the third. That was a 64-yard connection from Easton Petrie to Drew Gullickson. And Coach Brian Nelson has done a really nice job of all your focus is here. They've hit Preston Hansen, who's only caught the football 15 times this season. And Drew Gullickson, I've got that for his first catch all year.
They're saving it for this game, Dawson.
It's second down and goal from the 6, 2:25 to go. Petrie is under center, toss to the right. That's right, 10, 5, Isaiah Wright bounces off some defenders, ripping his way through. Touchdown, Fertile Bell Trammy. It's 36-33. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 rushing touchdowns by the senior running back, Isaiah Wright. And the Falcons take the 36-33 lead.
Harstad doing a great job pulling around, laying a terrific block on the outside, and Isaiah Wright will not be denied the end zone. He's laying it all out there. That's good old-fashioned 1-2, Dawson, and he is punching it into the end zone. That's his 5th rushing touchdown.
36-33. Here's the 2-point conversion attempt to try and stretch it to a 5-point lead for Fertile Bell Trammy. Petrie under center, Harstad the deep back to Isaiah Wright, right side, and he plunges his way across the goal stripe. 2-point conversion attempt is good. And for the 5th time today, Isaiah Wright has run the Fertile Bell Trammy Falcons to a 38-33 lead with 2:18 to go in the third quarter. Kickoff back to Leroy Ostrander, Lyle Pacelli in 30 seconds time on 106.5 FM, KRJB.